A personal message from the editorial director, Richard Ames, read by Daniel Guidry. Open doors for the gospel. Most of you reading this magazine are familiar with the Tomorrow's World telecast. On that telecast, this magazine's editor-in-chief, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, joins with me and with two other presenters, Mr. Rod King and Mr. Wallace Smith, in sharing with viewers the true gospel of the coming kingdom of God. Incidentally, this issue of Tomorrow's World magazine contains articles by all four of us. Be sure to read Dr. Meredith's powerful article on page 5, Why Don't Most Churches Preach the Truth? As a reader of the Tomorrow's World magazine, you probably are already aware that we teach the plain truth of the Bible, as taught and practiced by Jesus Christ and the apostles. Most churches in our day have drifted far away from the uncompromised biblical teachings of Jesus Christ, even though many honest ministers will admit that they know better, and they are simply teaching what they believe people want to hear. Dr. Meredith's article is a powerful challenge to them, and to each of us, to hold fast to the truth of Scripture. Who, then, has the truth? God's church has the truth. But what exactly is truth, and where can it be found? Mr. Smith's article, on page 16, asks this vital question. Continuing with this theme of truth, my article on page 10 explores the values that should be the underpinnings of true education. And Mr. King's page 14 article explores the truth behind the biblical origins of today's Irish people. The four of us who present the Tomorrow's World telecast to the English-speaking peoples, and indeed the entire Tomorrow's World staff, are very thankful that Christ is opening more doors for the gospel to be proclaimed throughout the world. In 2013, we began broadcasting the Tomorrow's World television program in Russia and surrounding regions. We also began broadcasting to Latin America in Spanish over the JBN network and in Southern and Central Africa over the CTV network. In Hong Kong, a customized version of the Tomorrow's World telecast is provided with Chinese subtitles, and a number of booklets are available in Chinese at tomorrowsworldhk.com. On January 1, 2014, we began broadcasting the Tomorrow's World television program in India, the second most populated nation, 1.2 billion, in the world. We are cautiously starting with a limited audience of about 1.5 million near the city of Goa. Starting on January 21st, 90 million households were able to view the telecast over BET Network, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. On January 22nd, we began broadcasting to 45 million households in Europe and North Africa over Faith World TV Network, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. London Time. And then, on January 23rd, we began broadcasting to 50 million households over ION National Cable Platform Network, Thursday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for your support and prayers for this media initiative. Jesus stated, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Matthew 24:14. Christ has given us a mission to prepare the world for his second coming. As you know, we are also preaching the gospel over the internet, which reaches most nations, and we are very thankful for our Spanish and French websites, mundamañana.org and mondodemain.org. There, you can view the Tomorrow's World telecast in Spanish and French, and access free publications. German-speaking subscribers are familiar with our website, weltvonmorgen.org. And of course, we have the English-language tomorrowsworld.org website for English speakers around the globe. Preparing for Christ's return. The greatest event yet to come in human history is soon to occur, the second coming of Jesus Christ. He will return to the planet Earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will establish the kingdom of God on earth, and all nations will submit to his divine government that will ensure world peace, prosperity, justice, tranquility, joy, and happiness. Jesus commissioned his servants to prepare the way for his coming by preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, by warning the western nations of their sins, and by preparing a people for the Lord. Luke 1:17. The staff of Tomorrow's World is striving to carry out that commission as Christ commanded. Sadly, the world frankly does not want this solution for its unsolvable problems. Human nature is contrary to the love of God and the laws of God. Why? The Apostle Paul wrote, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be." Romans 8:7. Will mankind learn? God has been giving human beings nearly 6,000 years to experiment with carnal, selfish ways of living. That time is fast coming to a close. God gives us the freedom to choose selfish independence, but the people who choose to live contrary to His laws of love will have to learn the hard way. Even in the 21st century, after two world wars and numerous regional wars since, we still have not learned the way to peace among nations. Why? The answer is in Romans 3:17 through 18. Quoting from the prophet Isaiah, the apostle Paul wrote, "And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." When tragedies occur, populations sometimes seek God for understanding and comfort. According to Barna Research, U.S. church attendance increased by about 25% after 9/11. But just 2 months later, a November survey revealed that church attendance was back to normal levels. How America's faith has changed since 9/11, November 26, 2001. When will we learn? If we do not repent nationally and individually, eventually God will allow a new superpower, referred to in the Bible as the Beast, to conquer our Western nations, with millions going into captivity before Christ returns to establish His kingdom and to set the captive nations free. After Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the nations will face the reality they once rejected. Christ will rule over all nations, and the Lord shall be King over all the earth, Zechariah 14:19. At that time, all nations will learn the way to peace from the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 2:4 and Isaiah 9:6-7. But there is a way to escape that future captivity if you let Christ rule your life now. God is calling thousands to repent of their carnal-mindedness and to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew 6:33. Every year brings us closer to the return of Christ to this earth. We know that He is the one who opens doors for preaching the gospel. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things says He who is holy, He who is true, He who has the key of David, He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, that no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name." Revelation 3:7-8. Dear readers, thank God for the doors that Christ is now opening to witness to all the nations the most important message this dying world needs. The gospel means good news. Let others know about these open doors on television and the internet. Continue to prepare for Christ's return, the greatest event in all human history yet to occur, and pray daily, "Your kingdom come." Richard F. Ames. Inset on page 3. Request your free booklet, "Do You Believe the True Gospel?" How your subscription has been paid. Tomorrow's World has no subscription price. It is made possible by the tithes and offerings of Living Church of God members and by others who have chosen to become co-workers in proclaiming Christ's true gospel to all the nations. Donations are gratefully acknowledged and may be tax deductible.